Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Kayla Daroche. This week on AK, goat milk. Buying fresh dairy produce in Southeast Alaska isn't easy. The rugged, mountainous landscape doesn't lend itself well to farming. A couple in Petersburg is trying to change the way people consume milk in town. For the past year, they've been selling raw milk processed by their own herd of dairy goats. But as Joe Sykes found out, producing and selling dairy products in Southeast Alaska comes with a unique set of challenges.
The first thing you notice about Victor Nelson's farm isn't the craggy peaks, towering cedars, and glistening glaciers that surround the place, but the motley herd of animals.
We got chickens. These are all our does, soon-to-be milkers and milkers, and then baby goats over here.
Nelson farms with his wife Tabitha on a few acres of land at Point Agassiz, across Frederick Sound from Petersburg. They're the only family here year-round, and their animals are nothing if not free-range. As we talk, a large spotted pig waddles up behind us.
Piggy! Piggy!
Yeah, you know me. I'm the hand to feed you. Oh, yeah.
But for the Nelsons, the goats are where the money's at. Although Tabitha Nelson says they got into the goat game by accident.
We started with two goats and just for like raising quality stuff that doesn't have all that industrialized stuff in it. And people kept asking us, and so we decided to buy a few more the next year and a few more. And
now there are over 30. In a field in front of us, there are about 12 babies frolicking in the long grass. They're pretty damn cute. But Tabitha Nelson says the people of Petersburg also go mad for their mother's milk.
I don't even think we could ever meet the whole demand for Petersburg.
Petersburg now has a summer farmers market, and many in town want to buy local. But the Nelsons are limited when it comes to selling the milk.
I don't really like the system because sometimes I can't get a hold of people and I can't technically sell that milk because it belongs to them.
It belongs to their customers because the Nelson's milk is unpasteurized. In Alaska, you can only buy raw dairy products through what's called a herd share agreement. So consumers in Petersburg own a share in the goat that gives them their milk. However, that share does come with risk. Unpasteurized dairy products have been known to carry diseases like E. coli. In 2013, there was a Campylobacter outbreak linked to raw milk on the Kenai Peninsula. Events like this mean raw milk sales are heavily regulated. And Tabitha Nelson says they try to be as clear as possible with their customers.
When they sign the contract, they get a sheet of everything that we do.
Nelson says refrigerating the milk as soon as it leaves the goat helps kill any potentially harmful bacteria. And over in Petersburg, Gina Esposito, who owns a share of the Nelson's milk, isn't concerned about getting sick. She says for her, it just makes sense to buy local.
The more you learn about where food comes from, the more like paralyzed you feel on what you want to buy.
But it's not just about ethical purchasing.
It really makes nice frothy lattes as well.
It's those lattes the Nelsons hope will fund their homesteading lifestyle for many years to come. But with the regulations as they are, it can be frustrating when you live a 40-minute boat ride from town.
Sometimes we wait for people and they forget and we have to call them, and with the tides and everything, that just makes it harder for us, and living out here isn't the greatest situation for this kind of a business.
But they're here because they're in love with the lifestyle. Tabitha's lived on Point Agassiz since she was 5, and she says she wouldn't have it any other way.
We did go to public school for a year or two or three in the wintertime, and my teachers were like, I think you need to get her back out there. All she writes about in her stories and journals is Point Agassiz.
But so she can stay on Point Agassiz for good, sometimes she needs to leave. Today is selling day. When we go back inside, Victor starts packing up a crate of milk out of the fridge to take over to Petersburg.
I know that I saw a 26 go by, but I'll leave the 26.
Before we set off though, I really just want to know what raw goat's milk tastes like.
I don't know if you're used to fresh milk.
Cheers. Mmm. Delicious.
And with that, we're ready to go back over Frederick Sound to Petersburg, where Tabitha sets up shop. on the South Harbor ramp.
So I got four for you today.
Great.
No, I didn't.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.